listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Hey, Alan here, and welcome to The Catch-Up, another busy show this morning. Had a chat with Emma from the Busselton-Dunsborough Mail all about what is going in the paper, in particular, a cool competition for Busselton for the Spirit. They're making that, which is very, very cool, and you could win $500 to help make the thing even bigger than better, which is great. Also, Dr. Braden had a chat with me as well about what pet food your pets should be eating. We talked to Marion Print about this horrible, horrific incident out of Muja. The latest in regards to that. Annetta from Consumer Protection had a chat with me. Also, Debbie from Dare to Date. Some advice in regards to the people in the dating world trying to find a little bit of love. I'll throw a couple of other little things in there as well, but enjoy the catch up. We're all devastated to hear this news out of Muja on Sunday, and I have Marion Print, who does our local news, on the line. Hello, Marion. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Let's touch on this big story out of Muja. A woman has been charged with murder.
She has. 53-year-old Deborah Holmes is facing one count of murder. She appeared in a Bunbury magistrate's yesterday morning to hear her charge, and that's been moved on to Stirling Magistrate's Court. So.
Interesting. Did she make a plea while she was in court?
No, she was just there to hear her charge.
Interesting.
And that's been remanded and moved on. So she'll be back in court July 25th.
Do we know if there was a connection between her and the victim?
Police say that the two were known to each other, but at this stage, it's unclear what the relationship was between the both of them, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, we'll keep people up to date when we do learn more information. Marion, thank you so much for the chat this morning.
You're welcome, Alan.
Al's Furry Pals. Thanks to Bunbury and Eaton Vet Clinics. Modern medicine, compassionate care.
I'm now joined by Dr. Braden. This is a big one I want to talk about. It's a question that I think a lot of people have, and that is, what should people be feeding their pets? It gets confusing, doesn't it? With so many different products out there.
Oh, there's so much information out there. Some of it's good information, some of it's bad information, some of it's confusing. This is probably one of the most common questions we get almost every consult. What should I be feeding my pet?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we largely put the food into two categories. There's a commercial food and there's a home-prepared food. So that might be a raw diet or those sort of things. So There's arguments backwards and forwards, but the research that's out there is actually pretty weak to say, look, one or the other is really better. Uh-huh. And so I think what it really comes down to is making sure you get a well-balanced diet. And so if you're looking at a commercial diet, go for the really good quality stuff. I mean, I guess you kind of look at it like feeding your kids. If you feed them really cheap kind of junk food, mm-hmm. you're going to end up with fat kids that are pretty unenergetic and pretty listless. Whereas if you go for the really good quality stuff, you know that it's good quality ingredients, it's well balanced, you're going to have a healthier pet on the whole.
Cool.
If you're doing a home prepared diet, whether it's a raw diet or whether you're cooking it yourself, once again, it's really, really important to get this balance. So something that we see occasionally is young animals not getting fed enough calcium. So that might be kind of through lack of bones or however it's done. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it basically makes the bones very weak. And we sometimes see animals where the bones are so weak, they actually fold on themselves. So, it's a devastating sort of thing where the owners are trying to do the right thing by their pet by making their own diet, but they get it wrong and it's devastating consequences. So if you're going to be doing a home-cooked diet, make sure it's really, really good quality ingredients. So you should only ever be feeding your pet human-grade food, I reckon.
Okay.
So if you're getting kind of chicken wings or anything like that for your pet, make sure there's something you'd eat yourself. If it's got bones in it, it's always got to be raw. Never cook the bones because that can make them splinter and that can cause some problems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even that comes with its own little bits of controversy. So there are some bacteria in raw food which might affect your pet and could potentially be passed on to people. So you just want to be a little bit careful with your hygiene. And there is a link between feeding raw chicken and a neurological disease that's been discovered in
pets.
Oh,
really? Okay.
Now, that's quite rare, but it's something to at least be aware of you really want to be making sure you're feeding your pet the top quality food. Even the grain-free thing is sort of starting to hit pets at the moment, and we're still learning whether grain-free is really right or not for pets, because I guess traditionally we've gone, well, wolves probably don't go and eat a bowl of Weet-Bix or anything like that. They're... it's not part of their diet. But there has been a study which just came out the other day which has shown that dogs on a grain-free diet have an increased risk of a certain heart condition. So
oh, really? Okay,
we don't understand why that's happening. So, yeah, I think once again it comes down to just avoiding the extremes in diets, making sure it's really good quality, making sure it makes sense, and making sure you do your research to make sure that's just right for your pet.
What about biscuits versus wet food? Yep. I hear about this. I hear like some animals, they don't even need wet food. They can just have biscuits. What about this?
Yep. I mean, for dogs, biscuits are very much my preference because the wet food, it's very palatable for pets, but it tends to be higher in fat. Uh-huh. But also, it's not as good for the teeth because it basically tends to sit on their teeth and encourages the buildup of bacteria, which leads to dental disease. So for dogs, I prefer biscuits. Yep. They don't need the wet food. For cats, I tend to recommend more wet food than dry food. I think a mix is quite good because, once again, you're looking after their teeth. But cats are really a desert animal, so they've evolved not to drink much. So unless you actually add water to their diet, they tend to be almost dehydrated constantly.
Really?
So, yeah, we tend to find we get better kidney and bladder health with wet food for cats. So, yeah, it is worth feeding cats some wet food.
No, excellent. Great advice there. Thanks for the chat.
Beauty, thanks for your time.
I had no idea. I feel like I'm learning something new every day, every time I chat to Dr. Braden. Of course, if you want more information, go to the website, bunburyvets.com.au. Renee in the studio. Hello, Renee.
Hello, everyone.
Normally, it'd be around this time of morning, I'd be calling you saying, hey, Renee, where are you on the streets today? But unfortunately, we don't have a street patrol right now.
No, not right now, we don't. Unfortunately, after Monday's Conk Out for Cash, it's taken a bit of a toll on the car. But never fear, we are getting it fixed at P&D Autos, so it should be back on the road real soon.
Good on them. They'll fix it up for sure. The thing is, the car did start after it conked out. We put fuel back into it and it did start.
So I don't know if you know anything about this, Alan, but drying a diesel car out of all fuel is not a good thing to do for the car. But that's not the problem.
Oh, okay. What is the problem then?
The clutch was a bit fried and it's not
the
me.
Clutch, because you were driving in first or second gear the whole time.
Yeah, second gear the whole time.
Second gear.
Yeah, and it just...
Was that too high? But what were you doing? About 20 kilometres at most?
Yeah, at most. Yeah. But I didn't... It was fine, I promise. I feel like I'm trying to justify that I didn't break the car.
Well, people want street patrol and they can't get it, so it's a little bit like that. But no, I have faith in your driving ability, but I just... Yeah, that's surprising.
I know.
Was the revs going mental the whole time, or...?
I couldn't tell you.
You had to keep eyes on the road. You would, because we saw at one point there was a bit of footage I saw of you putting your foot into one of the holes where you'd been driving around the track.
Yeah, it was just getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So we were currently going to go make new tracks because you couldn't go through the same ones because they were getting so deep. So.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But that's, it was so much fun.
Well, that's the explanation. But yeah, it was a whole lot of fun. But Emma on the line from the Busted and Dunsborough Mail. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Another full edition of the paper out today. And what's in it?
Okay. Well, this week we talked to a Dunsborough retiree about the problems he had trying to have his age pension application processed at Centrelink.
Mm.
It took more than 5 months for them to even be able to approve it. It's pretty...
5 months?
Pretty stressful time for him.
That is... Yeah, I can imagine. A lot of stress. That's almost half a year of trying to deal with that. Yeah, I can imagine you'd have a lot to say in regards to that. Also, you guys are getting involved with the Busselton Spirit.
Yes, we are. So we've teamed up with the Festival of Busselton and we're running a competition for the design of the Busselton Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The winner will receive $500 to build the Spirit next year.
That's that big thing. It's got like a moustache on it and I have no idea where this even came from, but
It's a long-running tradition in Busselton.
Uh-huh.
We've got the story.
Well, no, it's great that you guys are going to give $500 to help make it all happen. Also, definitely. You guys got some great photos from the junior rugby team.
Yes, we do. The Busselton Junior Beatles Rugby Union team went up to Perth on the weekend to play in front of the big crowd at the Western Force game against Samoa.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, they're very excited.
Yeah, that's really cool. And speaking of photos, with Cabin Fever about that food truck frenzy, you got some great photos in the paper of that as well.
We sure do. We have all the action from the food truck frenzy and it looked delicious.
Yeah, it most certainly did. Well, thanks for that. Everyone can catch all that information there in the Busselton Dunsborough Mail. Thanks for the chat today, Emma.
Thank you.
If you're looking for love here in the Southwest, we all know it can be a little bit difficult at times, which is why I have an expert on the line, Debbie Rivers from Dare to Date. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. We all know how hard it is to try and find another significant other, and it's great that you're doing some work to try and help people out.
Yes.
I know that you're doing it in a couple ways. One of them, but is by hosting this big event. Tell me all about it.
Okay, look, I'm really excited. We're holding a singles weekend down at Footprints in Preston Beach. And the whole intention is it can be really hard being single where you're making judgments on the spot. Mm. So we want to take that out of the picture and give people a couple of days to get to know each other mm-hmm. with, you know, a wine tour, you know, some live music and, you know, great company.
Yeah,
okay. you know what happens is some of the best relationships I know, people say if they met each other online, they'd have said no.
Really?
So it's the whole getting to know each other rather than just going on a photo or going on a 5-minute conversation. So we want to give people a bit more time to make that choice.
Now, you're looking for 30 to 45-year-olds, right?
Yes, 30 to 45, yep.
I think a lot of people at that age have kind of got their head a little bit more switched on, right?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I know that there's a huge amount of frustration, especially in the Southwest, with finding ways that they can meet other single people. So this really is the perfect way, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So people just need to come along and take the expectations out. They can meet some new friends, some awesome singles, and just have a really good weekend.
That's it. Now, the actual weekend, it's $320, which is very cheap considering it's got two nights accommodation, a wine tour in there as well, buffet breakfast, dinner as well as finger foods. It seems like very good value. So hopefully people can get on board. How can they do so?
Okay, so if they just go to my website, which is daretodate.com.au, and just book online. So the price is amazing, and we're keeping it at that because we just want as many people to be able to afford to get away and meet some awesome single people.
Absolutely. You got to throw yourself out there if you want anything to change. Dare to Date, that is Dare number 2 Date. Excellent. Thanks for the chat today, and hopefully you get a big turnout.
Yes. Oh, thanks for talking to me, and I really... You know, I hope to see all the singles there because it's going to be the best weekend.
Got Annetta on the line from Consumer Protection. Good morning, Annetta.
Good morning.
Now, quite a few scams going around at the moment. First off, let's talk about this latest NBN scam.
Yeah, this is just a warning to people that scammers are pretending to be from the NBN and they're trying to con people out of money and personal info. We had about 316 complaints so far this year.
Wow.
And losses of $28,000 reported. And those are obviously only the ones reported. But it's just important for people to know that NBN's not going to ring you up with an automated voice message telling you you're going to be disconnected from the internet and from your phone if you don't ring back immediately or press the options that they give you. So just be aware they don't contact you in that way. They're not a retailer. They're just laying down the infrastructure.
Yeah, I when I got my NBN installed, I don't think I even had to speak to anyone from the NBN until they actually showed up. So that does make a bit of sense. It could be a bit intimidating at times, but especially if you don't know anything about technology.
Yeah, definitely. And we know that particularly people over 65 are pretty vulnerable to this scam. But just be aware that anyone that's calling you out of the blue, you do need to verify it yourself. You can have a look at the WA ScamNet website. There's a lot of information on there about the scams doing the rounds. If you like Consumer Protection WA on Facebook, you'll also get all the alerts through there.
Awesome. Of course, if they see anything, they can report it as well. Also, this is a bit of a scary scam in regards to Facebook.
Yes, this one's gaining traction. We've seen individual losses escalating in recent weeks. So 18 people claim to have lost a total of almost $110,000. But three people in recent weeks, they all lost between $14,000 and $16,000 each. How it works, a scammer set up a cloned Facebook account using stolen images. They then send messages to friends of that account. The friend claims to have won lots of money in a lottery and tells the victim that their name's also on the list of winners. And they send them to a fake Facebook page of a so-called agent who collects the fees, and the fake website also displays all the list of beneficiaries. And this one here, people were asked to pay admin costs, duty, delivery fees, up to $16,000. They then got sent tracking information from a fake transport company, and it gets a little bit interesting in that one person was told the delivery truck had been in an accident in Collie and that they now needed to pay for a private driver and bodyguard to deliver the funds. And they even sent them a photo of the damaged truck.
Wow, this is a really intricate scam.
It is pretty intricate, but people go along with it because they think the message came from a real friend. So it gives the whole scenario a lot of legitimacy. in the minds of those people being targeted. We've had the Facebook pages taken down and the website shut down, but they just pop up again using different names.
What's the best advice to people then? Just if it seems too good to be true, ignore it. Just, I don't know, don't respond back.
Yeah, anytime you're winning money in lotteries or winning prizes for things that you've never entered, that's a huge red flag. Second thing, you should never be sending money to receive money. That's a complete nonsense.
Mm.
Just be aware of the scam, share it with your family and friends, and question any communication which involves any of those sort of unexpected prizes. Verify it with your friend outside of social media sites as well.
And I thought this story was very, very interesting. A vending machine over East at a festival is selling a whole bunch of random items. The unicorn sleep mask, bio glitter, power bank, lip balm, dry shampoo, rhinestones for your face. Even Uno is in this vending machine. So I thought I'd ask the question this morning on 13 27 10 for a Triple M prize back. What would you put in a random vending machine if you could put anything in it? Got Jeff on the line, mate. What would you chuck in the machine?
Common sense.
Common sense.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
At a music festival as well. That would come in very handy, I reckon.
Oh, I'd say so.
How exactly, yeah, like, I don't know what the paying rate would be for common sense. I feel like some people would want to pay a lot more for it than others.
Oh, I'd just like to give it away to some of them.
Make a good deal like that.